Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
All right, so what do you guys have going on in your life you want to share with The Burt Show? We love when you guys email us with the drama that's going on in your life. And in this case, her brother was coming into town, and she had no problem with him crashing at her place. None. But then dude starts adding, like, guests to the list and not even asking her about it. So she's kind of being an a-hole or not. Moe's got the email.
Hi, Burt Show. I'm a longtime listener, and I'm impressed with the advice you've given to others. So here it goes. I'm like Burt. And that I don't particularly like having people over to my house. Not that I'm a hermit. I've thrown a few parties and friends visiting from out of town have stayed with me. For the most part, though, it's me and my two parrots. In a couple of weeks, my brother, his wife, and their 16-year-old son are visiting from North Carolina and staying with me for 4 days.
Oh, that sounds fun.
I've known about this.
Mo's like, yeah,
fun,
sure.
Fun. I've known about this visit for a while. A week ago, my brother called and said they would also be bringing their dog, a lovely dog, but a huge dog. I expressed concern about the dog and my parents being together because my parents have never seen a dog before.
And time out. You don't call and tell somebody you're bringing a pet. You call somebody and ask them if it's okay if you bring your pet because they are being kind enough to let you stay with them. That's protocol.
So, yeah, we're living in a world of 2023 where common sense really needs to be discussed. Because, I mean, that seems obvious.
It does seem obvious, but people take advantage of family, so that is what it is.
My brother said, it'll all work out, and I told myself to stop being so uptight. Well, my brother just called again, this time to tell me that his wife's best friend will also be coming with them and staying at my place.
What the hell?
I've never heard of this. So now I have my brother, his wife, her best friend, and their 16-year-old son and dog staying with me. I live in a 2-bedroom, 2.5-bathroom townhouse. It's not a matchbox, but it's not huge either. I'm not sure what to do. I feel crowded out of my own house. If I'm honest with myself, I like for everyone to stay at a hotel. It was fine when it was just my brother, his wife, and their son, but throwing the dog and another adult? Well, I'm overwhelmed figuring out the logistics of 4 adults, 1 16-year-old, a dog, and 2 parrots.
Too many heartbeats in that house.
How can I make the best of a situation that's already causing me a ton of anxiety? Do I just grin and bear it? Is it wrong to ask my brother to stay at a hotel? He's family after all.
Mm.
How would you handle it?
She said it was how long?
Four days.
4 days.
That's a long time.
Is it?
Yes, it is.
Okay, because this whole family thing is not my strong point. In growing up, just nobody stayed at our house. And that's why I still to this day get freaked out about any guests I have in my house. But on paper, it seems to me like if it's family and it's only 4 days, can you do that for 4 days for your brother?
You can suck it up for 4 days. But I'm telling you, 4 days is a long time. They say you should have guests for the amount of time that you're able to have fish. And fish goes bad really fast. For me, I really related to this when he said I, quote, needed to stop being so uptight. Because I feel like I say that to myself all the time. But I think sometimes in those situations, you're putting the pressure on yourself to stop being so uptight when really people are just being a-holes.
To be fair, he didn't say that to her. She said that to herself.
No, I know. I say that to myself all the time.
Oh, you do. Okay.
So that's what I'm trying to say. It's like a lot of times I'm like, Abby, you just need to relax. You need to stop being so uptight. But sometimes people are just being a-holes and you're not necessarily being uptight. I do think you can do anything for 4 days. So maybe express the fact that you're like, this is a little crowded. So there's not tension when they get there. But
Yeah, suck it up for 4 days.
Yeah, where's everybody going to sleep?
In the couch, maybe?
With the parrots.
It's only 4 days. Okay, and again, I am really working in my personal life at not appeasing people, right? Like being authentic. And I'm usually like, F my feelings. This is just 4 days. And it's family. So I'm on uneven ground here, but it just feels like 4 days for your family, it shouldn't be that big a deal.
Four days is a long time. I'm here to tell you right now.
Yeah?
It is. Especially with a large dog and you have two birds, and then you're factoring in, like, the wife's best friend is now coming, who I'm going to assume you don't know, and you feel this, you're going to be literally pinging with anxiety for 4 days straight, trying to make sure everybody is well taken care of and your parrots are going to be chicken dinner for the dog.
So I understand that, you know, like bringing in friends to stay there also, but the family, don't you have like a sense of duty to your family, like for 4 days?
I don't feel like you do, not in this situation. If I have a type of relationship with my sisters that I feel like I would have with my brother in this situation, I would be authentic, and I don't think I would do it simply for the fact that you didn't ask. That's the part that would rub me the wrong way. For you to just tell me you're bringing a friend, I would have been cool with the dog. Something about saying you're also going to bring your best friend for me would have been like, I think you're going to need a hotel.
Mm-hmm. That's what it is. The family, sure, but the extras, no. So if I were in this situation, I'd be like, your friend, the dog's not coming and your friend's in a hotel. Mm-hmm. You guys are still invited, but you're not tacking on extra people. And honestly, as family, I would explain that I'm having anxiety over it and it's a lot going on. And then if they poo-pooed that, well, then I'm poo-pooing them coming into my house.
The Burt Show.